It's about 10 minutes after the hour, and of course, it's time now for our Athlete of the Week program being brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District. Recognizing excellence in competition and determination student athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And it's my pleasure this morning to welcome in studio with us Landon Rising from the Adrian Boys Swimming and Dive Team. And step up to the microphone there, Landon, and congratulations and on your Athlete of the Week.
Thank you, thank you.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. You're only a freshman and first year of high school swimming. And how does it feel being a freshman and setting all these records?
Yes, like you said, I'm a freshman, and being in my first year in high school, it feels really good being able to get a record and still knowing that I have time to improve.
And your record, the Adrian High School record, was set in the 200 IM.
Yes.
So is that one of your favorite
Yeah, I enjoy swimming it. It's pretty difficult, in my opinion, to swim, but I enjoyed it once I was done with it.
All right, Pat, I have a question about IM. I do not swim.
Individual medley?
What is IM, and what do you do?
So the IM is just, well, the 200 IM, the event that I had the record in. It's a 50 butterfly, 50 backstroke, 50 breaststroke, and then 50 freestyle. So it's just all the strokes combined in one race.
Okay, so down the pool is 50, back is the next 50.
So, yeah, down and back
depending
is...
depending on the pool?
Yeah, down and back is 150.
Oh, okay. I can't do any of those things. I'm very envious of swimmers and how they're able to do that. So, obviously, that record setter was something that, you know, you had your sights on. Obviously, everyone does. They see the big board at the pool, and you hope your name's on that one day. Could you talk about not only that meet, but the season so far and how your team's been doing? It sounds like you've been having a pretty good season as a team, too.
Yeah. So, yeah, like you said, the team has been doing really good this season. We're having a phenomenal season. Everybody's hitting good PRs, and, yeah.
And you've made several state cuts so far this year?
Mm-hmm. Me and along with, like, a lot of my other teammates, too. We have a pretty big state team so far.
Like your relay teams, is that correct?
Yes.
So, you know, tell us about some of the other guys that are on the team with you that are sharing this.
Some of the other guys on the team, people like Hayden Gould, that's one of my good friends, and he has a lot of he has some state cuts with me too, and he's on my relay. And then the other two people, Kate Opsell and Braden Kilpatrick, also are both on my relay. And we've set state cuts together in the relays.
And, you're a freshman, and when did you start swimming? Obviously, you've had some competitive swimming in your background before you started high school.
I've been swimming since I was around 9 or 10, I believe. I just started out doing the summer team called Wave Runners at Bone Pool, and then I started doing Gators and then doing the school teams, obviously, in middle school and then now high school.
Now, the Gators, I know they've had some pretty good years this past couple of years, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, they've gone undefeated. Right?
Well, I mean, it's kind of difficult because we go to meets with, like, a lot of teams, so the points are sometimes confusing. But, yeah, I'd say that the Gators have gotten a lot better over the years.
So so you've been with the Gators for a few years. And what has been the transition from, like, a club sport to high school swimming?
I would say one of the transitions would be just – having practice right after school, that's different because club practice would be at night. And then another transition I would say would be, it just seems like a lot more of a closer of a team.
Well, that's very, very important, yeah.
Yeah, Landon, can you talk about how important in your swimming life having those youth programs for you? Because, you know, if those didn't exist, I don't think freshmen would really be breaking records. You know, it'd be juniors and seniors who've had more time. Can you talk about, you know, maybe the coaches for those teams or just the fact that you had that ability to swim when you were so young?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the youth programs had a lot to do with how I've been able to become, like, getting school records as a freshman. And I think that, yeah, without those programs, I wouldn't be where I'm at. And I think it's like a lot of help from my coach, Coach Robert, and then a lot of help from my mom too, because she would drive me to practice every single day when I was like 8, 9 years old. So
it takes a village, right, Pat?
Well, really, when you talk swimming, this is a family commitment. I know I have a granddaughter who is swimming in the Portage Central School District, and she gets up at 4:30 in the morning to get to practice at a little after 5, and I know it is a commitment.
Yeah, it definitely is a commitment. Like you said, like morning practice, that is a really big commitment. Just having, a family member get up and take me to practice that early in the morning.
So tell us about your practices. What do you work on every day in practice?
So what we'll usually work on is we'll do our warm-ups and stuff, and then after we're done warming up and stretching, we'll do usually like a kick set, and then some. It just really depends on the day. Some days will be like a recovery day, and then some other days we'll have like race pace stuff, starts. Like the practice before the meet yesterday was just a lot of yards, since we didn't want to tire our bodies out that much doing race pace things.
So how many miles a week do you swim?
I wouldn't really know, but if it's a hard practice, it'll be around like 5,000-6,000 yards, which would be around like, I'd say like 3-4 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it just a really give or take the week.
Now, do you alternate dry land with actual pool time?
It's just a mixture of kind of like dry land and weightlifting too. Mm-hmm. I've been doing, we have a weightlifting program at the school after school for the swim team. And we've just been doing that before swim practice for about an hour.
Great.
London Rising joining us in studio, our LISD Athlete of the Week. I want to go back a little bit. Just, what drew you to swimming? Your love for swimming, obviously, to put a lot of time into it. You must really like it. Was there an inspiration, or you just got in the pool and it felt comfortable and you just keep doing it?
I think one of my inspirations was when I first started swimming, I saw like the fastest people on the team, and it just made me want to be like them. And then like it feels good being able to like put in hard work during practice.
All right. I've been communicated with off air, and I hope I'm getting this interpretation correctly. Have you done something with maybe work or volunteer with no?
He broke his record.
Oh, the record he broke by Mr. Moran.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
From 2014, right? That's the year. Okay, that's what she was trying to get to. So Chuck Moran.
Yes.
Used to spend some time with us on the Cave and here at the station. So down goes another record, and I'm sure he's happy for you and all that. So
we have to take a break here for a message from our sponsor, but we'll be right back to wrap it up.
Are you heading to college in the fall? The Lenawee County Education Foundation wants to help. Visit www.lisd.us/scholarships and apply for scholarships today. Thanks to our donors, LCEF awards nearly $500,000 in college scholarships to local students each year. Get the support you need to pursue your higher education dreams. All applications and supporting materials are due February 28th, so get started today.
All right, you're back inside the Cave. Our athlete of the week this week, Landon Rising from Adrian High School. Boys
London.
Swimming and dive?
London.
Did I say London?
No. Nope.
Oh, I've said Landon.
I said Landon.
London. Well, only a freshman, but do you have sights on maybe going to the next level when you graduate from high school?
Yeah, I think I do, but for now I'm just focused on just helping my team this season and just trying to just be in the moment and just support my team all the way through it and realize that it's not just me, like we're in this together as a team.
So talking about the state cuts, how many state cuts have you made so far now?
I'm not really sure. I'd say maybe like six.
Six?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not very sure right now.
That is outstanding. And when will the state meet be coming up?
State meet, I'm pretty sure it should be sometime in February, maybe March. I'm not really sure.
Okay.
In a few of these athletes we interview, they play their sport outside of high school. Is there like a club swimming that you do or a pool at home or something that you spend time in?
So, yeah, after high school season is over and before high school season, I guess, too, I do the Gators swim team.
Okay. So that still continues?
Yeah.
Still,
okay. It continues through high school season, but I don't do it through high school season.
Okay. I think I'm walking into a trap here. What's the big rival for Adrian swimming? Am I going to assume it's Tecumseh, or is there a school outside of Lenawee that you guys compete with?
I don't really know if we have, like, big rivals with anybody. I don't think it's like that, but probably I'd say Tecumseh, probably.
Okay. Yeah. I know you're just trying to make state cuts and do those types of things. You know, I like to talk rivalries a little bit on the show.
I know you do.
Yeah.
Well, we are about out of time here, and we want to congratulate London Rising for being our LISD Athlete of the Week. Continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The LISD, empowering learners and creating opportunities for success. And London, congratulations again and continued success in Adrian swimming.
Thank you.